Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Before we begin, allow me to make a very special announcement. On October 27th, I will be in Durham, North Carolina, and we're going to have an economic empowerment seminar that's unlike any other you've ever been to in your life. I can challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that if you attend, you'll be excited, and those you invite will be as well. If you're looking to grow your business, if you're looking to jumpstart your success, if you're looking for that boost you need to make it through the end of the year and into the new one, I encourage, I invite, I say to you, come on out to Durham, North Carolina. You will not be disappointed. Thank you in advance for your attendance, and I look forward to seeing you then. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the dating game. The dating game. Now, you have probably seen how dating has evolved over the years. It used to be a time when the blind date was popular. That's when a friend of yours would tell you about someone they felt like would be a good match for you. And then, sight unseen, you'd show up at a restaurant or the movie theater or whatever the case may be, looking for this person you've never seen before. Well, the internet changed the blind dating scene. Now you've got internet dating, and that is a whole nother level because people can put a profile online that doesn't look anything like they look today. And it's a tough deal if you're still involved in the dating game. Well, I often say that the customer acquisition process and building a team is much like the dating game. And in order to succeed in these areas, we've got to adopt some of the dating principles that were effective back in the day. Well, let's outline some of those dating principles that translate to becoming a successful entrepreneur. Obviously, if you're going to achieve maximum success, then you have to have customers and you've got to build a team. There's an interesting dynamic that takes place for every entrepreneur. It's the customer acquisition process and the team building process. Both are impacted by the dating game. The first step to becoming effective in the dating game, you remember, you've got to make the first move. You know, remember going to parties or clubs and you'd see someone that was standing against a wall hoping that a person would walk up to them and say, can I have this dance? Or what's your name? Or back in the old school, what's your sign? Well, all those types of things may have worked back in the day, but that wallflower seldom ever got the chance to have the most fun. It was a person that made the first move. The same thing it relates to it as it relates in business. We've got to make the first move. We can't wait for someone to ask us about what we do. We've got to strike while the iron is hot. I say that there's a few ways that you can make the first move. First of all, commit to speaking to new people every day. Now, notice I didn't say emailing new people every day or instant messaging new people every day. That doesn't count because you want to make sure that there is face-to-face contact. Just like the old school dating game, you were always more effective when you were in front of the person. Make the commitment to meeting new people every day. Then start that conversation about what you do and why you do it and ask what they do and see if they've got a why behind what they do. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that most of the people that we connect with on a daily basis don't have a why. That's the reason why we are so attractive to them as entrepreneurs. They love being connected to someone with a purpose, a plan, a mission, a vision, and a goal. And you are that person. So make the first move and make sure that they have an opportunity to connect with you. Then listen, don't forget that if they're interested in what you have to offer, make sure you get the number. See, back in the old days, you were not effective with your pickup line unless you got the number, the contact information of the person you were looking to acquire as a customer in this instance, or date in during the day. Well, by the same token, you want to make sure that you have contact information so you can have the ability to follow up. There's a lot of great things about what you do and what you offer that needs to be shared, and it can only be shared when you exchange information. And you can easily exchange information in this modern day dating game, as it were, by making sure you've got the contact on the people that you're working with. Now, the second component of the dating game is we have to look available. Yes, my friends and neighbors, looking available is a central component to effective dating. Have you ever seen someone that just didn't look available? They may have had a ring on their finger and they might have been single, but because they didn't look available, you never approached them in the dating game. By the same token, in business, we've got to look available. The smiles on our face, the posts on our social media pages, all of those things make our opportunity more inviting. We've got to look as if we want to build a team and attract new clients. We have to look like we're ready to do business at the drop of a hat. We've got to look like we're excited every day and enthusiastic about the opportunities we provide. We've got to invite people by the way we look. You see, the mailman looks like a mailman. The fireman looks like a fireman. You know the policeman because he looks like a policeman. And if you needed help and you saw that police car and the man in the uniform, you would feel like he could help you. By the same token, my friends, we've got to look the part of the business leaders that we are every day. We've got to make sure that we're looking available. Inform the people on your teams and the people that you know that you're looking for new people. When you do that, then it makes them understand, hey, that's someone who I can approach. I always appreciate when restaurants and grocery stores have signs in the window that say, now hiring, because all they're doing is looking available. They don't want to miss a chance of someone who's qualified not asking them for an application just because they made an assumption. You never want a person to make an assumption that you don't need a customer or you don't need new team members. No. On the contrary, you're always open for business. Then finally, my friends and neighbors, those that are successful in the dating game always go where the action is. Yes, they go where the action is in the relationship dating game. The action may be found at the clubs or the concerts or different types of events along those lines. In business, it's found at career fairs and networking opportunities. We want to go where the action is. I can assure you, my friends and neighbors, you will never find your perfect customer in your home. You'll never find your best team member most of the time in the house. In order for you to build a business, you've got to go outside. Remember, we say it all the time, home-based does not mean homebound. It doesn't mean that you are confined to doing business at home. No, operate from home and you've got flexibility in your schedule, but you want to go where ambitious people congregate, where hopeful people communicate. You want to get into places where people are thriving to be the best they can be, whether it's a college campus, a church congregation, whether it's a networking event or a career fair, whatever your choice might be, you want to go where the action is. My friends and neighbors, you can grow your businesses the same way that we built our relationships in dating games. You want to go where the action is and look available and make sure to make the first move. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Just contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.